Suburban sprawl and race relations cross paths, revealing a violent and disturbing dark side. I'm Rob LaFrance with a rivet review of the new film, Suburbicon.
This is a safe place.
It was.
Welcome to Suburbicon, a town of wonder and excitement.
Hi, pal.
With the promise of prosperity for all. Isn't it time for your new start?
A deadly home invasion leaves a young boy caught in the middle as he puts the pieces together and realizes all is not what it seems.
Right now, your path looks pretty bleak. Your ma's dead.
Nikki, we've decided it'd be best if your auntie came and stayed for a while.
Mr. Lodge, I have the police department.
Tell them I'm not in.
Speaker, sir.
Director George Clooney takes a Joel and Ethan Coen throwaway, two stories for the price of one screenplay, and makes it his own, creating some compelling turns, but unfortunately falling for the most part flat. In 1959, the cookie-cutter town of Suburbicon is shaken when the first African-American family moves in, revealing its residents' true colors as they work to push the family out. Meanwhile, a violent incident at the Lodge home creates unwarranted connections. I thought the acting was really good. Matt Damon and Julianne Moore are at their most unlikable, and that's a good thing. Oscar Isaac is underused, and that's a bad thing. And newcomer Noah Jupe is wonderful as a sad but wide-eyed kid forced to grow up too fast. Also, Glenn Fleshler and Michael D. Cohen make for a couple of pretty good bad guys. I love the noir look and feel Clooney creates, and there are some truly funny and unexpected outcomes. Both stories are very intriguing, and I bet each one on their own would make a great movie. But together, like the town, end up very cookie-cutter. And because of that, I give Suburbicon 3 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. Don't judge a home by its manicured lawn. I'm Rob LaFrance. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.